This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces have entered a new phase of war as they attacked a long, broad front in eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian authorities say that the Russian military is focusing on taking control of the Donbas region, the country's eastern industrial heartland. The stepped-up assaults began a day earlier along a front of more than 300 miles, centering on the Donbas regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. The Russian forces tried to advance in several sections, including from the neighboring Kharkiv region. I'm Karen Chemes.
And at a news conference, the Pentagon press secretary, John Kirby, said Russia has been massing forces for the major ground offensive for quite some time.
That's artillery, rotary aviation helicopter support, command and control enablers, and we do believe that they have reinforced the number of battalion tactical groups in the east and the south of Ukraine.
Meanwhile, the commander of the Azov Regiment of the National Guard said Russia has begun dropping bunker buster bombs on a Mariupol steel plant where Ukrainians are refusing to surrender. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea said Monday that Washington and Seoul agreed on the new need for a strong response to North Korea's recent spate of missile tests, though they remain open to a dialogue with the country. Sung Kim flew to South Korea on Monday for talks for 2 days after North Korea conducted a new type of missile test in the 13th round of weapons firing this year. Experts say North Korea wants to advance its weapons arsenal and wrest concessions, such as sanctions relief from its rivals. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing lawmakers there for the first time since he was fined by police for attending a birthday party in his office that broke coronavirus lockdown rules. As the House of Commons returns Tuesday from an 11-day Easter break, Johnson's expected to apologize for what he insists was a minor slip-up. He's going to rebuff opposition calls to resign for flouting the restrictions that he imposed on the country during the pandemic. Johnson and his allies argue that it would be wrong to change leaders while Britain faces crises, including the war in Ukraine and a cost-of-living squeeze. A U.S. federal judge in the state of Florida struck down a national mask mandate on airplanes and mass transit Monday, and airlines and airports swiftly began repealing their requirements that passengers wear face coverings. The judge's decision freed airlines, airports, and mass transit systems to make their own decisions about mask requirements, resulting in a mix of responses. The major airlines switched to a mask optional policy, with some eliciting cheers from passengers when the changes were announced over loudspeakers. The Transportation Security Administration said Monday night that it would no longer enforce the mask requirement in airports, and Houston and Dallas almost immediately did away with their mandates after the TSA announcement. But New York City's public transit system planned to keep its mask requirement in place. The Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority said it would make mask optional for riders on its buses and trains. The Biden administration says the U.S. is barring anti-satellite missile testing. It's a move that the White House officials say is meant to underscore their hope of establishing new norms for military action in space. The U.S. has sharply criticized Russia and China for conducting anti-satellite missile tests. The Pentagon also fired an interceptor missile from a U.S. Navy warship more than 14 years ago to destroy a malfunctioning spy satellite. The issue is one that has taken one greater urgency after Russia in November launched an interceptor missile to destroy a defunct Soviet-era satellite. Vice President Kamala Harris highlighted the move during a speech Monday evening at Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. Recapping our top story, Russian forces have entered a new phase of war as they attacked along a broad front about 300 miles in eastern Ukraine. And at a news conference, the Pentagon press secretary John Kirby says Russia has been massing forces for this type of assault and a major ground offensive for a while. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.